From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. Indian police said Friday they've detained five officials of IVRCL, the construction company that was building the bridge that collapsed Thursday in Kolkata, killing at least 23 people and injuring 80 more. Earlier Friday, police said they have opened a case of culpable homicide against the construction firm. IVRCL's chief lawyer has pledged that the company will cooperate fully with the investigation of the bridge, which had been under construction for at least 9 years. Brazilian prosecutors have charged Joseph Safra, the world's richest banker, in connection with an alleged scheme to reduce or waive fines on back taxes. Prosecutors said in a statement Thursday that Safra knew about a 2014 plan by executives at Banco Safra to pay more than $4 million in bribes to government officials. Bank executive João Inácio Puga, who allegedly negotiated the bribe-paying scheme, was also charged based on recorded conversations with tax officials. Banco Safra said in a statement that the charges were unfounded. The trial of two Turkish journalists has resumed. Cumhuriyet newspaper editor-in-chief Can Dündar and Ankara bureau chief Erdem Gül are facing charges of espionage and aiding a terrorist organization for their reporting that alleged the government was smuggling arms to Syria. They could get sentences of life imprisonment if found guilty. The men are accused of publishing images that date back to January 2014 of Syria-bound trucks, which the newspaper said proved Turkey was smuggling arms into that country. This is VOA News. The U.S. employment rate rose slightly to 5% in March. Most economists had predicted that the jobless rate would stay steady at 4.9%. Friday's report from the Labor Department also said that wages rose slightly. Analysts said the unemployment rate rose because the news that the economy is improving convinced more jobless Americans to resume their hunt for work. The French justice minister expects the top suspect in the November terrorist attack in Paris will be extradited from Belgium to France within 10 days. Salah Abdeslam has been jailed in Belgium since his arrest on March 18th. U.S. President Barack Obama will speak Friday at the end of the second and final day of the Nuclear Security Summit in Washington. The summit of 50 world leaders is keenly focused on the simmering threat of North Korea's development of nuclear weapons. Pyongyang's latest provocation came Friday when South Korean media said North Korea fired a suspected ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan, raising tension among Pyongyang, Seoul, and South Korea's Western allies. Before the launch, President Obama met Thursday with leaders of South Korea and Japan about a united effort to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula.
We've directed our teams to work diligently in the coming weeks and months to elaborate additional steps that we can take collectively in order to ensure that we have a denuclearized Korean Peninsula and that we can restore a sense of stability and peace to the region.
The UN Human Rights Commissioner is promising a thorough investigation into allegations that UN and French soldiers sexually abused a large number of women and girls in the Central African Republic. UN Ambassador to Samantha Powers says that the leadership in the soldiers' home countries needs to do more.
If you're a soldier, you believe that there is impunity, because there has never been real accountability. And so the leadership here is aware of that. They're trying to fix it. But a lot of the work has to happen in the capitals of the countries that send the troops.
The European Union and Greece will begin sending immigrants from the Greek Isles to Turkey on Monday. The deportation plan, which includes Syrians, is part of a deal reached 2 weeks ago between the Turkish government and the EU. Human rights activists and leftists in Europe have protested the deal, saying it arises from xenophobia. As part of the arrangement, Turkey gets more than $3 billion in aids amid other considerations. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.